White Wolf, written by David Gemmell and read by Sean Barrett.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Prologue. Kephas the merchant was frightened as the stranger approached his campfire in the woods to the north of the capital. Kephas had picked the spot with care, in a hollow away from the road, so that his fire would not be seen. Although the civil war was now ended, so great had been the losses on both sides that there were few troops left to patrol the wild lands, where renegades and deserters looted and stole. The merchant had thought long and hard about this journey, but with so many of his colleagues too terrified to enter the lands of Nashan, he had seen an opportunity for huge profits from his goods, silks from Chiatsa and spices from Sherak and Gothia. Now, as the full moon shone over the hollow, those profits seemed a long way away. The rider emerged from the tree line above the camp and angled his horse down the slope. The man's hairstyle, the lower part of the head shaved clean, the upper hair swept into a fierce crest, showed him to be a Nashanite swordmaster. Kephas began to relax. It was unlikely such a man would prove to be a robber. There were far better ways for skilled fighters to make money in this war-torn country than by waylaying travelling merchants. The man's clothes further reinforced this judgment. Though functional in appearance, a dark leather jerkin, the shoulders edged with chainmail, leather leggings and high riding boots also adorned with mail.